All right, all you little ones, my little wranglers, come on up front with me. It's good to see you here. Whole passel of you tonight. Yeehaw! And we got some that we haven't seen for a long time. Welcome back. Good to see you again. Well, you know what? One, two, three, four. Oh, I'm lucky. I have enough. I got something tonight. I want each one of you to take one of these out of the bucket. It's a surprise. You know, somebody left these for us last week. And I've been thinking about these all week long. And, you know, I told you, God always, when I'm spending my time in God's Word and in prayer, it's really cool. He always shows me things because I'm a visual learner. And so he always gives me something to help me understand his Word a little better. And I was thinking about these things. Does anybody know what these are? Has anybody had these before? What are these things? What are these things called?
The caramel popcorn.
Yeah, what's the name of them? Does anybody know? Know the name?
Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack. You know what? When I was little like you, they had these. That's how old these things are. Well, not these particular boxes, but these are fresher boxes. But when I was a little girl, there was a little song about candy-coated popcorn, peanuts, and a prize. That's what you get in Cracker Jacks. And oh boy, you know what? I don't like candy-coated popcorn or peanuts mixed, but I like the prize. And you know, I liked to open up these boxes, and I didn't bother. You guys can open your boxes. You guys go ahead and open them. Do you guys like candy-coated popcorn and peanuts? Yeah? Oh, some of the adults are just drooling. My goodness. Man, when I was a kid, they weren't sealed so tight. Or maybe I'm just not as good at getting into boxes. Hang on. Okay. So this is kind of like cereal used to have prizes in it, too. And you know what? It's always in the bottom of the box. And so, like, I didn't bother eating them. I just spill them all out. And then I get the prize. Are you guys finding your prizes? You can't. Well, you only got one hand. You need a teammate there. One of you guys, love your sister there and open her box for her. Give her a hand. Yours is on the very top. Well, that's cool. Okay, how many of you want to eat your popcorn and peanuts before you get to the prize? You guys all got. You got. How many of you don't want the prize? You just want to eat the popcorn? You got to think about that one. You know what? It's true. We all love a prize, right? We love to find a prize. Yeah. Like, even if it's something really good that we like to eat, like I loved Alphabets and sweet cereal like that, but I always wanted the prize first. Even if it's something we really like, we want to get to the prize, right? The prize is really good. Well, do you know that you have a prize, a treasure inside of you? So if I shook you up, do you think I'd be able to find it? No, no. But there is a prize in you, right? Do you know what that prize is? We've been talking a little bit about it downstairs. When you accept Jesus into your heart, he sends you a gift that stays in you forever. Does anybody remember what we were talking? I don't know if any of you guys were here last week. There's a gift that God gives you. When you accept Jesus in your heart, what is it, the gift that God gives you? Do you remember? Yeah, you get salvation. That's right. You're saved. But there's something. Jesus said he wouldn't leave you alone, right? And he sends a helper. He sends the Holy Spirit to be inside you. Well, that Holy Spirit is like a prize. It's something you want to get to right away. And you don't want to wait until you're old and gray. And, you know, even as young and gray as Mrs. Kathy is, you don't want to wait that long. You youngins, if you've accepted Jesus in your heart, you already have that Holy Spirit in you. And that's your prize. That's your treasure. And you want to get to know the Holy Spirit, and you want to have that active in your life right from now, right from the time you accept Jesus in your heart. And it's true, the scriptures even say, and I'm going to read a little bit from the book of Acts, and we're going to watch downstairs. I also have a surprise for you tonight. It's not a regular lessons. We are going to watch What's in the Bible with Buck Denver, and we're going to watch the video about when the Holy Spirit came onto Jesus' followers. And we read about that in the book of Acts, but I'm going to read you just a little piece. It's Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and Peter, one of the apostles, right, he was telling people who were just learning about Jesus and how to follow Jesus, and he says, "Repent, and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins," and we've talked a lot about that, right? "And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So that's much better than a box of Cracker Jacks and the little prize that's inside there. That's much better than all the gold and diamonds in the world. That's much better than all the horses that you could possibly have and ride, right? It's better than anything. And we're going to learn more about how the Holy Spirit comes into your life downstairs. And we're going to do it in a fun way as we get to watch Buck Denver. You guys all ready for that? You ready for an even bigger prize later tonight? He's nodding his head. Yeah, he's ready to go. All right. Well, let's get our hearts and our minds ready first, okay? Let's talk to God. We're going to ask him to be with us tonight. So we close our eyes so we're not paying attention to anything else. We bow our heads so we're showing respect to God because he deserves our respect. And you can pray with me as I say, Father God, I just thank you so much that you love us and you have great surprises in the store for all of us, for these children and the adults alike, Lord. But your greatest prize was your son that you sent to die for us. And then he, as he left, promised to send Holy Spirit to guide us, to teach us, to love us, and to help us. And I pray, Father, that you will help the leaders downstairs tonight, Father, as we try to guide these children. Help us to be faithful to your word. And help these children, Lord, help them to open their hearts and their minds to you, that they would be rich in all that you have to offer them. And I pray, Father, that your peace would pass across this place and that you would be glorified in the time we spend together. And I pray these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.